If you need an education for the road that lies ahead, and you want to run life's race like a Kentucky thoroughbred, for much more opportunity, come to Morehead State, and you'll be flying like an eagle. Spread your wings at MSU.
This is Raymond McLean from the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music at Morehead State University. Haley King is from the state of South Carolina. She's a junior at Morehead State and a double major in Spanish and traditional music.
This is Sounds of Our Heritage. It's a radio broadcast put together by the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. And on this show, you're going to hear a variety of different musical styles, including bluegrass, old time, country, and other styles associated with our Southern Mountain region.
What do we have first on the list?
The first song that we're going to hear today is called Long Journey Home, and it's a bluegrass standard. It has been since Bill Monroe and his brother Charlie first recorded it in 1936 with the Bluebird label. And that was even before the first bluegrass band even came together.
Kendall Potter's going to kick it off on the banjo, right, Haley?
That's right.
Here's Scott Napier singing My Long Journey Home.
Lost all my money but a $2 bill. $2 bill, boys, $2 bill. Lost all my money but a $2 bill. I'm on my long journey home.
Out in the east and looks like rain. Looks like rain, boys, looks like rain. Out in the east and looks like rain. I'm on my long journey home.
Lost all my money but a $2 bill.
Journey Home, a song I first heard by the Monroe Brothers in their fabulous 1930s recording. What I love about that version is the hard-driving syncopation, lightning-fast tempo, and harmony singing throughout. It laid so much of the groundwork for what bluegrass music would become. As for the Mountain Music Ambassadors, I was impressed by my classmates' ability to capture so much of the original essence of this tune. Lightning-fast tempo, hard-driving rhythm, creative playing, much like the original recording, which set the standard.
I'd like to introduce my good friend, Kendall Potter. She is from Rising Sun, Indiana, and just like me, she is a junior and a traditional music major.
Yes, Kendall, tell us about the Little Whitewashed Chimney.
The Little Whitewashed Chimney is one of the earliest bluegrass songs I remember hearing, and it's a Bill Clifton tune, and I absolutely love it, and I have ever since I first heard it. And it's one of the songs that led me into bluegrass.
Where the Mississippi's flowing on those sunny southern shores, and a steamboat comes a-puffin' round the bend. There's a little old log cabin with a grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again. To the little old log cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. But it was as my sweetheart told me, there was nothing of the kind, and the weather was so cold I thought I'd freeze. I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again. To the little old log cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. I can see the smoke arising from that little chimney top as it welcomes me and greets me on the breeze. Then I will start a running, and I know I'll never stop till I've landed in that cabin on my knees. I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again. To the little old log cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end.
The Little Whitewashed Chimney. You know, Henry Ford not only built cars, he also loved fiddle music and was very interested in sound recording. And as a matter of fact, he made recordings of a number of old fiddle tunes.
Well, that is all very interesting, Raymond. And next up, we have Scott Napier kicking off this very song on the guitar and playing all the mandolin parts.
The Arkansas Traveler is one of the great American standard fiddle tunes. Although I learned this as a child on the mandolin, for this recording, I wanted to focus on flat picking guitar, much in the style of Norman Blake. I was excited to hear all of the wonderful harmony solos by the Mountain Music Ambassadors, and the tempo is perfect for dancing. So sit back, tap your feet, or cut a rug to the Arkansas Traveler.
The Mountain Music Ambassadors featuring Scott Napier on the flat top guitar playing the old fiddle tune, The Arkansas Traveler. If you'd like to have more information about our program or our center, feel free to do an internet search and just put Kentucky Center for Traditional Music in the search engine, and you'll find out more information about our program and our center. What do you think, Haley?
One of the things I love the most about taking classes here at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music is the shared love of the music and the culture that is shared among the students and the staff. The atmosphere feels very warm and familial, and I think it's because of this connection. And it's just so wonderful to get to walk into the building every morning and greet friendly faces and learn about something that we all love and value.
We'd like to thank Scott Napier for the wonderful guitar and mandolin, Kendall Potter for the terrific banjo in the program, Haley King for all the fiddle. I would particularly like to thank Jesse Wells for mastering the program, for making us all sound good, and I thank you very much, Haley, for co-hosting the show.
It's been a pleasure, Raymond. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you next time on Sounds of Our Heritage.
For much more opportunity, come to Morehead State, and you'll be flying like an eagle, spread your wings at MSU.
Sounds of Our Heritage is a production of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music.